This is hour number two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Glad to be with you this weekend. Thanks for coming back for part two of the show. And if you're just joining us, it's a special edition of the program, Summer Songs. We're breaking from the normal format today so that I could give the research staff a much-needed and much-deserved vacation. So I went back into the record library and pulled out a couple of armfuls of summer songs. And you can't think about summertime without thinking about the warm sun. And that's the subject of this number from Dick Robertson, On a Simmery Summery Day.
That's entertaining when I'm lying in the hay, to while away the hours on a simmery summery day. Wanna be lazy like a daisy in the middle of July and watch the pretty pictures in the sky. Oh, hum, dreaming in the sun, I'm a lucky one, it's true. Oh, hum, I'm not so very dumb, I bet you'd like to dream there too. Beautiful butterflies are dancing in the field across the way, the nearest thing to heaven on a simmery summery day. What is the use of hustle bustle? Find a little time to play, and you'll never simmer on a summer day. Dancing in the field across the way, the nearest thing to heaven on a simmery summery day. What is the use of hustle bustle? Find a little time to play, and you'll never simmer on a summer day.
From 1940, the Dick Robertson Orchestra with the leader on the vocals on a simmery summery day. Now, while days like that are a bit uncomfortable, there is an upside, because it's watermelon weather.
It's watermelon weather.
That summer kind of weather.
When people get together and say,
it's the time of year the stars seem to dance with laughter.
And the moon's so big and ripe it can hardly climb.
So why don't you meander to your best gal's veranda
and sorta, kinda hand her the rein?
For it's the sweetheart kissing season and all the world's in rhyme. When it's watermelon, sweet love telling time.
This is the time to sing this kind of pretty little ditty. A walking along and singing a song, a clinging to someone pretty. The type of a tune to go with the moon that's sailing along or way on high.
After strolling a while for maybe a mile, remember to stop and pop the question.
If your timing is right, your future is bright as a watermelon sky.
And then when you found a bench for two, you found your cue to linger.
The chance you sought to show what you bought, you happily thought to bring her.
The sense the thing, you give her the ring you purchased from the five and dime.
Take her in your arms and whisper
that you are mine, all mine.
And with that line to sell, I'm here to tell that you'll do well in watermelon time.
For it's the sweetheart kissing season, and all the world's in rhyme. When it's watermelon, sweet love telling time.
1952, Perry Como with Eddie Fisher, backed by the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra, and Watermelon Weather. Well, if that doesn't cool you off on a hot day, how about a soft summer breeze? This is Eddie Haywood. A 1956 hit for Eddie Haywood, Soft Summer Breeze. Ah, the national pastime is a big part of summer, and the best of the big leagues will gather in Philadelphia on Tuesday for the All-Star Game. So you have a few days to learn who's on the roster.
Well, Costello, I'm going to New York with you. You know, Bucky Harris, the Yanks manager, gave me a job as coach for as long as you're on the team.
Look, Abbott, if you're the coach, you must know all the players.
I certainly do.
Well, you know, I never met the guys, so you'll have to tell me their names, and then I'll know who's playing on the team.
Oh, I'll tell you their names, but you know, strange as it may seem, they give these ballplayers nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Strange names, pet names, like Dizzy Dean and...
His brother Daffy.
Daffy Dean.
And their French cousin.
French?
Gouffet.
Gouffet Dean, oh, I see. Well, let's see, we have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You're going to be the coach, too?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Oh, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first base.
Who?
The guy playing
who
first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell
that's
me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Look, you got a first baseman.
Certainly.
Who's playing first?
That's right.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
All I'm trying to find out is the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy that gets the
that's
money.
That's it.
Who gets the money on
he
first?
He does, every dollar. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Look, all I want to know is when you sign up the first baseman, how does he sign his name to the
who?
Contract? The guy.
Who?
How does he sign his
that's
name?
That's how he signs it.
Who?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base.
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm only asking you, who's the guy on first base?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
What's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him. Now, let's begin.
Now, how did I get on third base?
Why, you mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again. Will you stay on third base and don't go off it?
All right, I don't even know.
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
What am I putting on third?
What is on second?
You don't want who on second?
Who is on first?
I don't know. Third base! Look, you got outfield?
Sure.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
I'm not. Stay out of the infield! I want to know what's the guy's name in left field.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base! And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
Me, this field.
Look,
you got a pitcher on the team.
Sure.
The pitcher's name.
Tomorrow.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you,
then
man.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching?
Your arm, you say. Who's on first? I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
And a catcher?
Certainly.
The catcher's name.
Today.
Today. And tomorrow's pitcher.
Now you've got it.
All we got is a couple of days on the team. You know, I'm a catcher, too.
So they tell me.
I get behind the plate, do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Now, the heavy hitter bunts the ball. When he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Just to throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it. Now, who has it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, you don't. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's different.
That's what I say.
You're not saying that.
I throw the ball to naturally.
You throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
Listen, you ask me.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now, you ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
Same as you.
Don't change them around.
Same as you.
Go ahead, now get it over.
I throw the ball to who? Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
I'm an idiot.
Abbott and Costello's classic, Who's On First? Part of our summertime celebration on today's Seems Like Old Times. We love summer on today's Seems Like Old Times. And during the summertime, the day doesn't end at sundown. In fact, for many, it's just getting started. Oh, those summer nights. This is Mitch Miller with Song for a Summer Night.
so very far away, on a leafy pillow, heaven's just a star away. No one can see me, gee, but it's dreamy, lost in a summer night. There's a moon around me, sparking up the night again. Gee, I'm glad he found me with his silver light again. Lying on clover, I'm bubbling over, lost in a summer night. Night birds on the wing, near a drowsy spring, just don't think a thing of serenading lazy me. When the cricket cries cheery lullabies, then I would surmise there's not a heart or soul as free. There's a robin singing his familiar tune again. All at once I'm clinging to the kiss of June again. Folks who could see me wish they could be me, watching the clouds in flight, lost in a summer night. Folks who could see me wish they could be me, watching the clouds in flight, lost in a summer night. Lost in a summer night.
That's June Christie, Lost in a Summer Night, from her 1957 album Gone for the Day, accompanied by Pete Rugolo's orchestra. And 1 year earlier came Mitch Miller with Song for a Summer Night. You may remember that song as being two parts. That was part one, the second part was a vocal, and was composed for an episode of the TV show Studio One. A more seasonal nighttime numbers now. Here are the Four Preps and a Lazy Summer Night.
It's such a lazy summer night. There's not a moving thing in sight. It's all so quiet. No riot. Why thicket, Mr. Cricket, slow and down. It's such a lazy summer night. An inspiration point is wrong for fancy dreaming and see to just relax and run away from town. Hey.
take a look at all those other cars. They're parked here just like ours, to count the stars above. It seems we're not. Weeks in July. It's such a lazy summer night. Tonight the fireflies will
the Les Baxter Orchestra and Tahiti, A Summer Night at Sea. That came from his 1957 LP, Ports of Pleasure. And before that, from 1960, The Four Preps and Lazy Summer Night. That was from their album, Down by the Station. And one more number for After Dark, from Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae.
Sink in silver. as light she sleeps, my lady sleeps. She
wonderful duo, Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae. Their voices blended perfectly. That was Stars of the Summer Night from the late 1940s with Paul Weston's orchestra. Part of our applause for summer on Today's Seems Like Old Times. It's a summer spectacular on Today's Seems Like Old Times. The Summer Samba from Walter Wanderley and his trio from 1966. Let's stay in the 60s now, 6 years earlier. This song appeared in the film The Alamo, starring John Wayne, and it was sung by the Brothers Four.
Of summer are calling me home. 'Twas so good to be young then, in the season of plenty, when the catfish were jumping as high as the sky. A time just for planting, a time just for plowing, a time to be courting, a
to stand by your wife at the moment of birth. Ooh. A time to be reaping, a time to be sowing, a time just for living, a place for to die. 'Twas so good to be young then, to be close to the earth. Now the green leaves of summer are calling me home. 'Twas so good then, to be close to the earth. Now the green leaves of summer are calling me home.
Precious summer souvenir. I still have banners from the boat we boarded when we sailed across the bay. Songs your favorite band recorded, I have hoarded away. Leaves are on the ground, they'll soon be frost. Someone else has found the love I lost. Still I'm clinging to my precious summer souvenirs.
From 1938, B. Wayne with the Larry Clinton Orchestra and Summer Souvenirs. And we also had the 1960 recording of The Green Leaves of Summer by the Brothers Four. It's a salute to the season on This Seems Like Old Times. A few more minutes remain in today's summer special of Seems Like Old Times, but a quick reminder about the website, oldtimesradio.com. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and the email, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com.
Thank you. You're the tear that comes after Junetime's laughter. You see so many dreams that don't come true. Dreams we fashioned when summer time was new. You are here to watch over some heart that is broken by a word that somebody left unspoken. You're the ghost of a romance in June, going astray, fading too soon. That's why I say farewell to you, Indian summer.
Jan Savitt's orchestra, Jan Savitt and his Top Hatters and Indian Summer, a 1939 recording with the vocals by Bon Bon. His stage name, obviously. His mom named him George Tennell. And we also heard the theme from the motion picture Summer of 42, written by Michel Legrand. But it was a hit for Peter Nero in 1971. Now back at the top of the show, I asked you to play a little match game with me. Yeah, come up with your own list of songs about summer. And I hope I hit on some of those. If not, maybe next week we'll connect on a few others. Now we only have two songs remaining for today, and I bet they were both on your list. One of those, the Gershwins, Summertime.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Be sure jumping, and the cotton is high. Oh, your dad is rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're going to rise up singing. Then you'll spread your wings and you'll take the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. With Daddy and Mammy standing by.
Thank you. summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind, like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you, I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never. Friend, the summer wind, the summer wind, warm summer wind, the summer wind.
Frank Sinatra's 1966 recording of Summer Wind that appeared on the Strangers in the Night album. And we also heard from Billie Holiday, Summertime, a 1936 recording, and among her accompanist, Chu Berry on tenor sax, Bunny Berrigan on trumpet. It was Artie Shaw on clarinet, and Cozy Cole played the drums. That was, of course, from the Gershwin's opera Porgy and Bess. And also give lyrical credits to DeBose and Dorothy Hayward. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week when we'll have even more summer songs. So until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.